This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. In Fort Worth Public Schools, just 3 out of every 10 third graders are reading at grade level. That's a problem the school district is trying to fix, with the help from the city and even the business community. They've just formed a coalition to boost literacy. I visited a school recently that's touted as a model for the district.
Okay, let's go ahead and open our book to page 1.
Second grade teacher Ana Cáceres stands in front of her students at Oakhurst Elementary. They're reading a book about a boy who gets a dog named Gus.
After we're done reading it, we're going to read it the second time, and we're going to stop every time we hear a short vowel.
The kids read the story, moving their fingers under each word.
Ken.
Ken.
Ooh, what sound? What sound do we hear?
The Fort Worth School District is happy with what's happening at Oakhurst. Students are outperforming their peers on reading tests. And the new Literacy Partnership wants to figure out if this reading strategy is one of the reasons why students are doing so well. The group's goal, to get 100% of the district's third graders reading at grade level by 2025. Kids who read at grade level are more likely to graduate from high school and go to college. That's critical, not just for school districts, but cities. They need a well-educated workforce. That really hit home for Mayor Betsy Price recently when a company decided not to move to Fort Worth.
We were getting very positive vibrations from them, and at the last minute, they decided they were going to Austin instead of to Fort Worth, and I was pretty taken back.
Price wanted to know why.
They said, we love Fort Worth, we thought everything was great, but we have to tell you that we're worried about your education pipeline. They'd been doing their homework and they said, we're going to Austin because Austin has stronger public education.
Price wouldn't name the small technology company, but officials told her it wasn't the city's current workforce that was the problem, it's the future workforce. That's why this new group plans to analyze test scores and other data and share that information with the public, like how third graders at each elementary school in the district are performing.
Sharing this data in a very public and easy to understand way will help all of us see the impact on Fort Worth as a whole when one school or even one child suffers.
That's Matt Rose, the executive chairman of BNSF Railway. He and other business leaders plan to be heavily involved, such as volunteering to read to or mentor students. They may also buy new books and other materials for schools. All say they want to see more positive examples, like Oakhurst, a dual-language school northeast of downtown Fort Worth. More than 90% of students there are economically disadvantaged, and many are English language learners.
Our school was considered a bright spot, and so compared to other schools that have similar demographics, we are outscoring. Not only those schools, but we're also outscoring the district average.
That's Guadalupe Cortez. This is her 6th year as principal at Oakhurst. Cortez says the teachers focus on lesson plans and making sure students master a subject the first time they're taught it. They're also doing something different here. It's called looping.
We have certain teachers that they stay in one grade level. For example, we have a second grade teacher, so she teaches second grade, but then the next year she moves up with her kids to third grade. So the kids get to know the teacher gets to know the students, and the kids outperform other classes where we are not doing this.
Okay. Ready? Let's start. Let's
back
turn
at Ana Cáceres' class, the lesson on identifying short vowels continues. The students read out loud, pointing to each word in their books.
Ken got a pet pup.
Ken got a pet pup.
Gus is his pup.
Gus is his pup.
Their teacher is pleased. These kids seem to have their reading skills down.
And he got Gus.
And he got Gus.
Stella Chavez, KERA News.